Welcome to the Daily Review. This is Fed Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today is May 3rd, 2024, and today is Friday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, the U.S. markets bounce, or did they recover? We're going to discuss that, but first looking at today's major economic events. So at 2:30 South African time, out of the United States, NFP, non-farm payroll number coming out. That's a huge number. And then at 4 p.m. South African time, ISM services PMI numbers coming out. Now, looking at the market, starting out with the forex symbols, we're watching the major pairs rally to its resistance level. The dollar weakens. Now, looking at the indices, both the Dow Jones and the Nasdaq got that rally yesterday. Now, looking at commodities, gold looking like it's consolidating, while oil continues to sell off. Now, the stocks did trade almost all of them higher, but it was Amazon that traded the highest, followed by NVIDIA and Alcoa, having a nice rally up on the upside. Now, lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin gets a bounce with the rest of the markets. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. First with the EURUSD. Now, we got that pivot on the upside. Now, that continues to happen. What's that? I'm talking about the inverse relationship between the indices and the forex symbols, right? Indices go up, forex symbols goes down. So the U.S. markets went up yesterday, the dollar goes down, and it did. That means that the euro is going up versus the dollar. Now, it's at resistance level, so it did considerably rally. Now, it's not a big deal, okay, 70, 80, 80 pips, but it has a nice, on a couple of days, not a bad trade, okay? So looking at it, we did hit a little bit of a snag here as we're on resistance, also on the GBP-USD. This also got a little bit of a bounce. You can see that right there, but it's still under its 200-day moving average. Now jumping into the Japanese yen, this is interesting. It's getting stronger versus USD 152, and that's a big move for the Japanese yen for this past week, okay? Out of all the three, Japanese yen has been the most volatile. Now, jumping into gold, we're watching gold actually consolidate here at 2300, not doing much, but it is making a slight downwards momentum, okay? It's very slight, but it is making downwards momentum and does have this baseline at 2290. So that looks like a wedge formation, at least for now. So that might be something interesting that might form into a breakout in either direction. Now, looking at crude oil, continues to break down to $79 a barrel. Now, it does look like it's going to bounce off of this level. This is supportish level. There's a little bit of congestion here before. So that's something to consider today as well. Now, jumping into the U.S. markets. So first, let's take a look at the Dow Jones. Dow Jones on a daily traded over 300 points. Now, we are at resistance-ish area. And this looks very familiar because it looks very similar to the EURUSD, right? The inverse relationship, right? The EURUSD actually moved up to resistance-ish level as it continued going down. And we're right there on this as well. Now, looking at a daily, I want to highlight this, okay? Because we had this RSI up and it did have a downwards momentum. Now, we're breaking it now, okay? But that doesn't mean that it's going to sustain it, okay? For us to really break it, we need to break above that 30-day moving average, okay? So that's something to look at as that still unfolds. And jumping into the NASDAQ, also bounced 17.764, okay, which is not bad. It's still way below its 30-day moving average on a daily chart, so this is a bit concerning, okay? We may just be consolidating at this area. So I'm not saying that we're going to sell off necessarily just tomorrow, but this is still unfolding. Now, yesterday, we had Apple coming out with their quarterly earning reports. Now, they did miss sales, okay, by 10%, which was less than worse that they expected, if that's proper English, okay? It's not as bad, let's just say, okay, for short term. In after hours trading, it was up about $3, but that doesn't mean much, okay? We are still on our lows. We're still consolidating on our lows. There's still the lawsuit that's unfolding, so that is something that's still unfolding. Now, looking at Facebook also, dead in this water, did not bounce much yesterday. However, what was the market leader? Amazon. Look at that, back to 184. Only $5 off of our all-time record high, so that is still coming back and still showing some strength. Now, jumping into Alcoa, this is a stock that I love to watch because it's really a good barometer, okay? Now, looking at a weekly chart, we're still below our 200-day moving average, but, okay, looking at our daily, we had a huge day yesterday as we recovered tremendously. Now, we have resistance at 37,000. That's something to consider, okay? We might be just consolidating at this upper limit, and that still may continue, okay? But if it does break out, this is what you want to be looking at, okay? Now, jumping into JP Morgan, I'm going to do that as well. It did fill in the gap. Now, it looks like it's tapering off. This may be a nice and decent sell-off, as this has made its fill in the gap, and that's it, okay? Now, lastly, let's take a look at NVIDIA. NVIDIA also had a big day yesterday to 856, okay? It looks like it's recovering. It still has to come out with its quarterly earning report, so that's still unfolding. So that's something to consider and look forward to as well. Now, lastly, let's take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin has a nice bounce from 56 to 59. Not a big deal, but it is a big deal because it was looking like it was going to start selling off and start getting weaker and possibly going to 52. It didn't. It stopped its track. Now, it's going to have resistance at 60K, okay, which is about almost where we're at right now. If we clear that, we could hit 63,000, okay? Lots of eyes. I'm going to be looking at this NFP today, okay, especially as the market is digesting what Fed Chairman Powell said this week with higher interest rates longer. It did leave the room open, back door open for maybe an interest rate decrease coming July. So that's something to consider as well. So markets are going to be volatile. Markets are going to be, you don't want to fight the trend. You want to make sure that your, you know, stop losses are in place, okay? But there are some actions in the market almost across the board. So we're at very pivotal areas when it comes to the forex symbols and the indices. They're all trading together. When we see a breakout, that is something to really focus on and then pray the or trade the other half, okay? The inverse relationship or the corresponding complementing stock or complementing asset. That's the word I was looking for. Thanks for joining me for this daily review. We'll have a great day and have a good weekend.